Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Ches and Parak Vav Mishnah Tes. The previous Mishnah, Parak Vav Mishnah Zayin, discussed the situation in a case where you had two people who owned a field, Bishutfus, as partners. They each owned half of the field, but one of them was trusted when it comes to separating Meiser, and the other one was an Am Haaretz, someone who's not trusted to separate Meiser. And the Mishnah taught us that the person who's trusted to separate Meiser, number one, obviously has to separate the Meiser from the half of the produce that he gets, from his portion, from his share. But in addition to that, he also has to separate Meiser, one-tenth of the produce, from the other person's share as well, as we learned, because technically when they're partners, each of them owns half of what everyone else has, and therefore half of what his partner has, he still needs to make sure to separate Meiser from. The next two Mishnayos, Parak Vav Mishnah Ches and Parak Vav Mishnah Tes, are going to discuss cases and situations that are exceptions to this rule, where if one of them is an Am Haaretz, the other one is not, the non-Am Haaretz, the one who's trusted to separate Meiser, would not have to separate from half of his partner's produce, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim shekiblu sadeh ba'arisos, you have two people, each of them, who are using a field ba'arisos as sharecroppers, like we learned, that each are going to give a percentage of their produce to the owner of the field. O sheyarshu, or they're two brothers and they both inherited a particular field. O shenishtatvu, or they're partners, they both bought a particular field. In any of these cases, you have two people who owned the field, who have a field, who are working on a field. One of them is trusted, one of them is trusted to separate Meiser, and the other one is an Am Haaretz, the other one is not trusted to separate Meiser. Says the Mishnah, Yachol hu lomar, the one who's trusted is able to say, Tola tachitim shebmakom ploni, v'ani chitim shebmakom ploni, you're going to take the wheat in this area, I'm going to take the wheat in that area, ati yayin shebmakom ploni, v'ani yayin shebmakom ploni, you're going to take the wine and the grapes and so on from this area, I'm going to take the wine, the grapes, and the so on from this area. And according to the Mishnah, that's fine. Why? Because the whole point is they don't own half of what the other person has. Each one is taking their own separate section. The Am Haaretz has his section, the other guy who is trusted has his section, and therefore, because they don't own a half of what the other person has, the trusted person, when it comes to separating Meiser, doesn't need to separate Meiser from any part of the other person's produce, because that's his, and what this person has is his. Unlike in the previous case, when they sort of just were splitting it all together, then he owns half, and they own half, and therefore he would have to separate. But in our Mishnah, because they're each taking a different area of the grain, the trusted person would not need to separate Meiser from any part of what belongs to his partner. However, says the Mishnah, Aval, lo yomar lo, he may not say to the non-trusted, he may not say to the Am Haaretz, tola tachitim vani saorim, that you're going to take the wheat and I'll take the barley, tola tayayin vani atol shemen, or you take the wine and I'll take the oil. Right, it has to be that they're each taking the same thing. I'm taking a grain from there, you're taking grain from there, I'm taking, you know, oil from there, you're taking oil from there. It has to be that the produce that is being taken is the exact same. They're dividing it in that way. And the reason, as the Bartanur explains, is because once you have a situation where they're taking different produce, it's like a sale. It's basically like the guy saying, you know what? I'm going to take the barley, and you're going to take the grain. So basically, this guy's selling the barley to him. This guy's basically selling the barley, the grain to him. And that's the agreement that they're making. But the produce here is still considered to be tevel, and you're not allowed, as we learned earlier in Maseches Demai, under most circumstances, you're not allowed to sell tevel, except for that there's this tremendous need, as we learned, but generally speaking, you can't sell tevel. And in this case, if they're taking different produce, different crops, different items, then that is like selling tevel, which you're not allowed to do. Now, Parak Vav Mishnah, this is going to be a very, very similar type of Mishnah, teaching the similar halacha. Says the Mishnah, Chaver v'yam ha'aretz sheyarshu es avihem, Am Haaretz, right? So what happened? So you have a chaver and Am Haaretz that are brothers. So what happened? She Yarshu es Aviyim Am Haaretz. They are inheriting their father, who was also an Am Haaretz. So what's the halacha? Yachal Hulomar Lo, the trusted person who's to separate Meiser, is able to say to his brother, who's an Am Haaretz, Tola Tal Chitim Shev Makom Ploni, Vani Chitim Shev Makom Ploni. You're going to take the wheat in this place, and I'm going to take the wheat in that place. Ati yayin shev makom ploni, v'ani yayin shev makom ploni. You're going to take the wine in this place, and I'm going to take the wine in this place, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. If they separated it in such a way where they're both taking the exact same produce, there's no division among the produce, each one has their own section, therefore the trusted brother does not need to also separate Meiser from his brother who's not so trustworthy. However, says the Mishnah, Avalo Yomar Lo, but the trusted brother cannot say to the Am Haaretz brother, Tola Tachitim Ani Sa'orim, you're going to take the wheat and I'm going to take the barley. Tola Tachalach Vani Tola Tayavesh, you're going to take the liquid produce and I'm going to take the dry produce once again, because that would be like selling Tevel, which you're not allowed to do in this situation as well. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, you're allowed to separate it without separating Meiser from your brother, as long as you're each taking the exact same produce and you're not dividing it all. You're sort of just saying he has that section and you have that section. Have a great day.